We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ranger Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-OLD to play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Fendi made a new scarf that looks just like lady parts.
A scarf that looks like a vagina?
Correct.
And who is it that wants to wear this other than me?
I'm not working on it.
Wow. I mean, like, where do you go? You know what I mean? Like a black tie affair? That looks a lot like a labia. It sure does.
I mean, honestly.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's just the way the fashion is stacked.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be that way. But it definitely has the.
Damn.
Good.
Oh. Man.
Climate change could cause a global beer shortage.
I read something about this based on, is it barley, hop, whatever the element is, there's a shortage obviously coming.
That's when people will believe.
Yeah, that'll change. If you don't believe in it, I bet that'll change people's minds. It's like, can't have beer anymore.
Well, I mean, and look, it sounds ridiculous, but you have to do something to get people's attention. And there it is, right? Because frankly, I am a firm believer in climate change with my moderate scientific education in public schools, but I will tell you this, that beer thing pisses me off.
Because people all over the world love beer.
Yeah, and if things are going to go to hell, like, what do you want? A beer.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to go away. It's worse. They're going to charge you more for it.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. And then it's going to go away. Someone started a dating site for President Trump fans, and within hours, all of the user data was leaked.
Oh, damn.
I'm sure they had great experiences. A woman in England was paralyzed in 2013 after she was, quote, catapulted from her bed during sex.
Mike, that was my other option for shot of the day.
Oh, very good.
I know you're not working on it. Did you go through the story?
Just know that she's suing the manufacturer now.
Of what? What was it, like an electric bed that rises up? Like, listen, like a Tempur-Pedic or not?
It's a super king bed, all right? She got the bed. She's breaking it in with her sex partner at the time. And as they say in the story, she was on her knees performing. All right, no, seriously. And then she went to switch positions. She said, so she finishes that. She puts her hand down, I guess, in the middle of the bed. The brace in the bottom kind of breaks out, so where the head of the bed would be kind of snapped forward, catapulted her off the bed. She landed on her head, and I want to say it, like, broke her spine.
Oh, my Jesus. God.
Wow.
Holy cow.
And that poor dude's probably like, oh, man, they're turning blue.
What were you doing?
I like her.
Nice people are more likely to go bankrupt.
Well, sure. I mean,
those people?
Nice people.
Oh.
Nice.
I was like, what? Seems alarming.
Most people. Oh, God. A man was busted with child pornography when his apartment company noticed his child porn screensaver during their fire extinguisher inspection.
Ooh, that's a doozy.
Why?
Dadgum.
I mean, listen, and again, I'm not encouraging anyone to look at child porn. I would just assume if you were doing something you know is illegal, you would not make it your screensaver.
How about maybe not have porn, period, be your screensaver?
Jeez.
I mean, Mike, that's a great point, too.
Yeah, but if you're going to do porn, just make it regular porn.
You know, I just put up a couple photos for the screensaver, you tool.
Jesus, man.
I mean, right. I mean, it wasn't even that easy for Scott Hansen.
Right. And a fire extinguisher inspection.
I hate people. Arby's is about to become the first fast food chain in the country to serve duck.
Duck burger?
They'll be serving duck sandwiches in 16 locations, mostly in smaller cities where hunting is big.
We so, have the ducks.
Is that like venison?
Sliced breast?
I'm assuming they'd slice it kind of thin, but it makes sense where they're going to do it. Like, if you're in a hunting community.
Yeah.
And by the way, duck's delicious. That said, I'm not sure how I feel about Arby's duck, but why the hell not?
I've never had a duck burger. I mean, I've had duck.
Does that mean places where hunting is not big give zero ducks?
Wow. Oh. I'll give you that.
You know, Miles, that's a good point. I don't know how you'd serve it. Generally, when I think duck, I think of like an Asian place or a French place.
I think they'd serve it like the roast beef. I think you'd, my thought, shave it kind of thin, right?
It might be sliders. The top things we consider to be basic human rights in 2018 include a few no-brainers like access to water and freedom of speech, but also the right to free Wi-Fi, the right to a 4G signal, and the right to party!
The right to party. That's actually on the list.
You got
to
fight for that, though.
Right, remember, you got to fight for that one.
You can't just have that.
Yeah, they're not just giving you a right to party.
You got
to.
Yeah, you do have to fight for your right.
It is not a basic
right. You really do.
Was this quiz only in America? Because your First Amendment, I'm like, well, that doesn't mean anything to the rest of the world.
I think so. I think it's got it here.
If you say freedom of speech, that is our birthright. Like, no one's going to mess with us. So,
right. Yeah,
the country's like, freedom to not be killed because I disagreed with our brutal dictator.
Damn it. Three Olives Vodka just rolled out a new eggnog-flavored vodka this Christmas.
No, don't stop.
Really?
They say it's the
on this, are you?
Oh, I'm all
on. I'd be on this.
Yes, 100%.
I'm not even really an excited eggnog drinker, but now that it... Look... And if, you put it in the eggnog, man.
Well, it's like,
you have to put cherry in there.
But I think the beauty of the eggnog vodka is I don't have to drink the pancake batter now that it's eggnog.
And you can just get drunk.
You can just do shots of vodka.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we can throw some soda water in there, too, and make a cocktail.
A man in Iowa went to the hospital earlier this month after he ate a Tide Pod. And while they were treating him, he trashed the place and did $7,500 in damage. He was charged with felony criminal mischief.
What do you think he was doing before he ate the Tide Pod? You know what I mean? Like, your response is right.
Angel does. I'd say it probably goes back to what Miles was talking about smoking out of that glass pipe.
Because you ate a Tide Pod. That's not the reason you're hospitalized. You might have shown up at the hospital.
That's not why you trashed the place, right?
Exactly.
The only thing I've ever thought about a Tide Pod is they feel really cool. Mm-hmm. I like to stick my hand in there, but then I get worried that they're going to burst.
You're an odd man.
And then you get soapy hands.
You never done that with, like, the pod?
I feel like, so I'll reach into the big, because I have the big pod-like container, right?
Yeah.
You stick your hand, it reminds me of, like, those stupid Halloween things in elementary school, where it's supposed to feel like eyeballs.
Right, so that's my idea.
You see, I don't think that feels good.
I don't want the Tide Pods to break, but I'd like to have a place where people come in and they're blindfolded, like, put your hand in here.
Because that's always a good idea.
I want to get into a tub filled with them.
Yeah, it'd probably be weird,
right?
Yes, that might be a little weird. Tide Pod party.
What would you be willing to give up forever if it meant never having another hangover?
What would I be willing to give up forever?
Vegetables.
Yeah, it's going to be something I don't like, or does it have to be something I like?
I would...
Presumably something we like.
Right.
You know, I'll deal with the hangover, man.
22%, right? That's what I'm thinking. I don't think I've had a hangover bad enough and last long enough.
You just wait, Mike.
22% of us would give up social media.
Oh,
11% would give up Netflix. 8% would sacrifice a stranger's life.
I think a lot of people would give up social media on their own.
Stranger's life.
5% would give up a fingertip.
Just a tip?
Just a tip.
Oh, man. Which, I'm dead serious. My pinky fingertip and never have a hangover? Like, get rid of that thing.
You drop a lot of glasses.
I don't know. Hangover sucks.
You know, yeah, you're right. Maybe a pinky
4%
tip.
Would give up their pet's life.
Well, a lot of people don't like
but
their pet.
But understand, that's the person who didn't want the pet that their significant other brought
to them. Miles.
I mean, you know,
Gomez would give you up.
I love Gomez, but Gomez, man, he just trashes my house.
Would you seriously debate this? This cat that has actively tried to kill you, in spite of what you believe, tried to kill you. It has tracked poop across your bed at regular intervals
every day.
That mofo is gone.
Yeah, think about that one random night you didn't mean to. You're out with a buddy. Next thing you know, you got a raging hangover. Mm-hmm.
Gomez is like, and I tracked poop in your bed.
You au revoir, Gomez.
Police in Toronto are on the lookout for a man that went skinny dipping, but not because he went skinny dipping.
Okay.
I'll tell you why 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. I'm Mike. You understand how this here game is played.
That I do.
Fantastic. Let's go to Williamsburg, Virginia, where the police there, they have a 21-year-old man and sailor in the U.S. Navy in custody after an incident involving alcohol, narcotics, nudity, and assault on a law enforcement officer, also known as the Superfecta. The police received a report of a nude male running around the Italy and Germany parking lots outside of Busch Gardens Amusement Park, and he was attempting to get into other people's cars. The suspect was corralled by bystanders until an officer arrived. And when that officer arrived on the scene, the suspect started to fight with the bystanders, then the officer, then he attempted to flee. And keep in mind, he's naked, so me and this cop are tracking. The officer tased the suspect and took him into custody with the bystanders' assistance. Now, the suspect was transported to a local hospital due to his intoxication with alcohol and illegal narcotics. This dude has 5 outstanding arrest warrants pending, but the most serious being felony assault on a law enforcement officer. The question is, do you believe that this Navy sailor and drug addict is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Your thoughts, boys.
I can't help you out on this one, Mike. I know the answer.
I'll tell you this. Busch Gardens is a fantastic amusement park.
It really is some of the best roller coasters. There's beer there.
Underrated, but it's a good place.
It's fantastic.
Now, Thrill's not really helping my theory.
Why am I not helping?
Because my theory was...
Black people like amusement parks, Dad.
But Busch Garden Williamsburg is like old-timey.
But he's a sailor.
Yeah,
so think about it.
He's probably from Norfolk.
Right. They're stationed, not being from Norfolk and being stationed in Norfolk aren't always the same thing. But, but he is, in fact, stationed in Norfolk.
But my theory was just that white people love that one so much because of the old countries and you could go drinking and this and that.
Well, sure, when you're black and they're like, oh, the old country, you're like, yeah.
And also, he's got 5 outstanding warrants, right?
Right.
Man, I'm really torn. I'm just
sure he has 5 outstanding warrants from before, or he got 5 from this?
It's just, I kind of think they're from this, but it says he has 5 outstanding warrants pending. Okay, so 5 outstanding warrants.
Well, also, he got tased. I'm sticking with white.
He's naked.
All right, Mike, what are your thoughts?
You know what? Wild card. Let's go Mexi.
Mexi? All right, we're going to find out if he was black, white, Mexi, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the men's room.
Profile this takes us to beautiful Busch Gardens, Virginia.
A
naked man running around the parking lot there. He was a sailor, and I guess he was trying to break in some cars, and people tried to stop him, but he attacked them, and they finally called the cops, and then the police came, and he attacked an officer, and then he was eventually tased and arrested.
That is correct. And, Mike, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? You know, you searched your mind a little bit. Honestly, there's not a lot of clues to go with. You're like, to hell with it. I'm just going to throw out a wild card to go Mexi.
Oh! You are correct, sir. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Football TV news all the time. It's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. You guys ever watch The Voice?
It's been every once in a while, sure.
Yeah. All right, so Kelly Clarkson's on there now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have Adam Levine, who the ladies love. Gwen Stefani's husband, Blake Shelton.
Are they married now?
Yeah.
I mean, right? I don't know. Either way. Well, whatever, yeah.
I feel like they did.
Same difference.
I feel like the weekend later, it's like, hey, they got married. And then Jennifer Hudson, right? So 4 people that can actually sing.
Actually sing,
this
sure.
This is kind of cool. So this is like either right before the show's going to start or like during a commercial break or whatever. There's a famous TV show that most people loved back in the day, and you probably know the theme to it. And they kind of just started singing it.
Thank you for being a friend. Traveled down the road and back again.
Heart is true.
You're feeling a confidence.
So many
and if you're through, party. Hey!
Hey!
Anybody ever want you knew?
Come on.
You would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say thank you for being
free. See, they can do that. Right. I mean, because you're right. Whether you like,
they do that for a living.
Whether you like their music or not, truthfully, these four people and many others, but like, they truly have pipes, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if we could do that, like, thank you for a bit, da da da. If we did it, people would, they would assault us. Not insult, assault.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
God, I hate people that can sing.
We could do shack harmonies.
I don't hate people that can sing. It's just, like, if you can sing, right? Like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, it's like people that can play piano.
Yeah, I hate them the most.
God damn, that pisses me. Because they never tell you they can play piano. Right. The guy that can play piano has never told you he can play piano. And somehow you're going to discover this in your early 20s. Here's the party. All the hot chicks are over there. You're doing your thing. Someone else. He sits down and your chances are
tickles
gone.
The ivories, Ted. Thank you, Miles. That's what I was going to say, too. I've seen this a couple times. And it's like, oh, maybe he knows one song. And then they start like breaking it down. Like, oh, you didn't know I could tickle the ivories.
All right.
And then they do things.
Shut up.
Even worse, like, they turn around and look at you over the shoulder while they're still playing. And here I am hammering out chopsticks with two fingers, right?
Thanks for coming down to Aqua. My name's Ted.
I learned this when I was 10. Whatever. It's the thing I do. It's like your friend. I have a friend. Granted, I should have known this. He's married to a French woman. But I always forget. And we'll just be somewhere, and he'll just start speaking French. And I'm like, damn it.
Right.
So good at it.
See, it's ridiculous. But for guys, if you hear, if a guy can speak 15 languages, you don't care unless he can speak French. Because you just feel like when you speak French, no matter what you're saying, it's about getting laid later.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't, because you don't know what they're saying. It's like, lefouille, lefouille. And it's like, and people always giggle and you just feel like, man, he just got himself a booty call.
Yeah, it's not going to happen if you're speaking German or Cantonese.
Don't guys, don't you're jerking.
Oh, I want to have sex with him.
What did he say? He said, you look beautiful. You are stunning. Don't guys, don't Gornstein.
Yeah, kind of like a standard American. Like, I could be like, yeah, I could say cheers in a few languages.
That's about it.
And then again, I only know Aranciata is orange because I ordered so many orange Pellegrinos from a pizza place.
That's how we learn.
By the way, you want to see that video of the voice?
That is...
It's sad.
You learn how you learn.
One word. That's up at the Men's Room Facebook page. Pretty cool how they do that. So remember, they were singing the Golden Girls theme song there. Now you can buy Golden Girls cereal.
Like Golden Grahams?
Oh, I thought you'd be impressed how slick that was.
Mm.
That was smooth, but this is unbelievable. Like, that was smooth, but are you being
I'm
real?
I'm being dead serious, man. A Golden Girls cereal is on. How do they say it finally hit the market?
Finally. We've been waiting.
By the way, how long ago do you think that show went off the air?
If I had to guess, I'm going to guess like 85.
Oh, yeah, 20 years.
Thank you, Miles. I can't do that math, so I'm not sure if it's right or wrong, but 26 years.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to do that math.
Is this food that you don't, a cereal that you don't have to chew necessarily?
Right.
Is
it more of a gummable cereal? It's Golden Girls,
it's just
right?
Milk. Add milk to our magic bowl.
Oh, I can eat this.
Or you'd think it'd be like high fiber and branny, right?
Sure. It either helps you poop or you can chew it.
But it's not. You guys know Funko? The company that makes those cool little toys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
They're making food now?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right?
They made, feel comfortable with that.
In a Target exclusive. But basically right now you can get it at Target. It's being rolled out in various locations.
What is it?
The cereal itself is a multigrain, which is just kind of branding for something. Like,
right.
It doesn't mean it's healthy. They say it looks like all blue Apple Jacks. The price is a little more than you would want. But
blue? That's blue? You're eating blue food?
Blue hairs.
Come on. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Blue plate specials.
Very,
it's
very
a whole
few blue things out there in the world that we eat.
Wouldn't you make it golden like Golden Girls? I mean, it's the Golden Girls.
Why blue?
I don't know.
They weren't the blue girls.
But it's each one comes with a collectible toy. I have a feeling more...
The Golden Girls. Who's collecting these? Oh. Where am I going to fence my collectible? Like, everything's collectible. But the implication of that is that other people would be interested.
Well, Funko's done this before. The name of the cereal is actually Funko's, and they produced a whole line of throwback character cereals. Some are already out.
George Clinton,
well, like G.I. Joe and stuff like that.
Now, you got to think a little nerdier. So they had, like, Gollum from The Lord of the Rings.
I look at him, and I'm like, boy, I'm hungry.
Mega Man, Jason Voorhees.
I'm
going to
wake
Friday
up and get
night.
A big old bowl of Mega Man.
From Friday night. From Friday the 13th.
Get me out of bed.
You think it looks like a little... hockey mask floating around?
And then they made Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street.
We took cereal and burned it to a crisp.
You know what? If they just
and then added
that,
a little razor blades.
I think it would make sense if they did that during October. Well, or leading up to Halloween or whatever, maybe that would work. I mean, if you had Santa Claus frickin' cereal before the holidays, but, chances but are you
again,
might be able to sell some.
I honestly think most of these cereals are just somebody wants to get the toy and you're just taking it home. Because Funko does a good job too. So, like, these other cereals are available at other stores. But, like, oh, you want the Golden Girl ones, you got to go to Target.
And they have good toys.
Because they're a toy company. And they
I
swear
mean, listen,
by
man,
it.
I don't know. Just. And I was younger, the show was on, and if I saw it, it was funny enough. It wasn't like appointment watching, but I just feel like, look, Target does a great job, right? Everyone goes to Target, nobody minds Target. You might hate the lines of Target, but everyone enjoys Target itself.
Yeah.
But I feel like someone in the Target, like, you're getting so full of yourself, you're like, boss, I have an exclusive. We will be the only carrier of Golden Girl cereal. And if I'm like the boss, I go, I hope you're right, because I have now tied your job to this.
Yeah. I, you know what, to
the
be honest
exclusive
with you,
carrier. Huh?
Look, I have a T-shirt. Like, the Golden Girls, it's almost like Hall & Oates to me. Like, a couple people always liked them, but now, like, it's cool and, like, fashionable to like the Golden Girls.
I'm telling you, it's Betty White.
Yeah.
Because she's, like, the best ambassador for anything.
And also, if you like Betty White in any way, shape, or form, and you like bad movies, let's be honest, watch Lake Placid.
Yep.
It is so good.
That's her best role ever, man.
Phenomenal.
It is.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Oh, dude, get stoned.
Is that the one where it's like an alligator in the...
Yeah, okay. Spoiler alert.
Okay. In upstate New York where Lake Placid is?
Lake Placid.
Shouldn't be there.
Well, no, it's so Placid.
Betty White says one line, which I cannot repeat on the radio.
Oh, it's the best.
That Miles, I swear to God, you will jump out of your chair and be like, all right, Betty.
Okay.
It is that good.
She could have played Samuel L. Jackson's role in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah. Don't mess with Betty.
Nobody does. Let's see, just because I can't get enough of them, and you know, I always go back to it, and I know you two deep down love that I keep bringing this stuff up, but just kind of TV news, kind of, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting a baby.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they've announced it.
Well, didn't Middleton just have one? Didn't Kate Middleton just have a baby, too? Like, she just had a baby.
I'm talking about the real royal wedding, dude. I don't know, I don't care about the other ones.
Okay, all right, I see you. Jesus.
Sorry, Middleton, she's what, it might have been, the first one?
That's
I mean, eventually he'll be the king, but Harry's the dude. Meghan's the one we like. Like, that's what everybody was pumped about.
Okay.
I shouldn't say everybody. That's what I was excited about.
All right.
Yeah, everybody, like, who?
Take your personal preference.
So,
you're a Harry fan.
So, a Harry fan.
Well, you've seen me without a shirt on. I mean, that's no lie.
You should, goddamn, Ted is the hairy son of a bitch you'll ever meet. Everywhere except your head.
Everywhere.
You know what I mean? Like, the one place you want to grow hair, but it ain't there, man.
Yeah, somebody said to me the other day, they were like, were you cooking breakfast shirtless? And I was like, yeah. And it was like my buddy's girlfriend. She was like, all right. Like, look, you were having fun there. I was like, yeah. She was like, were you cold? I was like, no.
Ted can't get cold.
Some bad things you see sometimes in sporting events. Obviously, one of those was, is it Tyreek Hill?
Got hit with a beer or a water in New England.
So they were spraying beer in his face, right? The Patriots already come out and said, hey, we're going to suspend this guy. He can't be a fan here, this and that. But Scott Van Pelt, who now hosts SportsCenter, you know, it's SportsCenter with SVP, right? And he does a good job. And to me, he's almost like the voice of, like,
reason.
And the sports fan right now.
He's very excellent at his job, I would say.
Right. You know, I got to say it. Go Terps.
I know. You can't not say it.
But anyhow, he was talking about it a little bit. I think he makes some great points here.
Some idiot decides, well, not just enough to give him the finger, let's throw beer in his face. Adam Schefter tweeted that Hill and his agent Drew Rosenhaus wanted the fan who threw the beer prosecuted, 21-year-old from Mansfield, Massachusetts. He was charged with disorderly conduct and throwing an object at a sporting event. He's been banned from the stadium for future events by the Patriots. Good. Punish him. Make an example of him. This is completely unacceptable behavior, and it's a byproduct of this made-up world fueled by social media where you think you can just say anything you want to somebody with no consequence. In this instance, you think you can throw a beer in someone's face. Because why? You bought a ticket? No. Because you know that Hill can't do anything to retaliate, because if he does, you'll sue him. It is the smallest and weakest type of behavior. This isn't how life works. Actions and choices have consequences. And this is not unique to Patriots fans. We saw it last year in Jacksonville when they hosted the Seahawks. It's all too common and it's everywhere. This guy's 21 years old, so that makes him an adult. So act like one. We use flowery terms like teaching moment these days. Strip it down to what it really is. Grow up and don't act like an idiot. Thank you.
Right? I mean, he pretty much hit all the bases there.
Yeah, I will say the one difference with that Seahawks game last year, I just remember that cat started approaching like he was going to go into the stands. And I'm like, if you're the dude that threw that and then this big mother effer is, it's just not good.
Yeah, and like, look, like, you know, if you're playing the Packers, and this has happened before, right? And you go to try to do a Lambeau leap and they kind of shove you back because you're not a Packer, like, all right, and I think that's all kind of almost
but they're
in fun. Always,
right, they're very, I mean, that'll just right, but like, shove you down.
Right, and like, he wasn't even like running over to taunt your fan base. He literally was just finishing the play, and then you spray. Plus, also, you're 21. I don't know what that kid does. I can guarantee you can't afford those beers to be wasting them like that.
And he's got a good ticket because he's down on the rail, so he obviously knows somebody. That's another thing. So he's obviously got money. He might be 21, but he's not a poor 21.
But the other thing, too, is like, you know why you like your team? Because your team plays other teams. And if you're a New England fan, obviously your team does well. Mm-hmm. But like, as part of the sport, you do know another team is going to be on the field. And you also understand that other team, in spite of you being there, really wants to beat your team. It's not personal.
Every sport out there has some separation of fan and athlete. Now, whether that's a ice skating rink with a glass, you know, case around it, baseball field that most people can't get down onto, football field where you've got a wall. If you're an idiot in basketball, then don't be surprised if Gilbert Arenas jumps up into the stands and tries to start a fight with you because...
Well, he wasn't starting a fight. He was ending...
Yeah, there's no barrier there. And we know, if you go to an NBA game...
Talk about the Meta World Peace one?
Yeah.
The Malice of the Palace?
Yeah, you've never heard people talk more crap. Exactly what Scott Van Pelt was saying to someone directly about their mom, their sister, like right down on the field. So to me, or on the court, to me... Well, if it'll get bad, it'll get bad in basketball because you know what? I wouldn't want to hear that either. I'd walk over and go like, all right.
You know? Well, it's funny too, right? Because if a guy makes a tackle, and I get it. Some people go, it's the old, you know, this is what we did in my day or whatever. But people love getting on athletes about not being classy or super professional.
Yet every time you do something, the worst of the, it's like the comments section from anything on the internet is yelling at you the whole time.
Yeah, even the guy flipping him the bird, it's like
all right, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, you only don't like, with a few exceptions, most of the time, you just don't like the other player because they're not on your team.
And it's not even a rival.
Right.
It's not a rival.
You're going to play him again
in
5 years.
And he's one of the best players in the league. And he's one, you know, like, you would take him in a heartbeat. And he hasn't done anything to piss anybody off, other than play well. So,
do you guys think Kim Kardashian has a job?
I'm sure she does.
I mean, she has an income, but I'm not sure how to define a job.
Right. She's super famous, worth about $350 million. Let me repeat that. I think I got it wrong. She's worth about, $350 million. But her and Kanye are in Uganda.
So
where they met the president. So basically, I guess a source says Kim told the president she couldn't stay long because she has to get back to work. And then the president, I guess, looked at her and asked her what she did for her job.
Yeah. And what did she say?
You know, that she works on a reality show and this and that. I just think it's funny because, like,
he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
So he doesn't know why she's famous like everybody else on this planet.
I mean, now we recognize she's famous for being famous, and we've accepted it. But, right, if you're in another country, like, wait, what do you do? Well, the cameras follow me around, but chances are they can't follow me here.
And for other people, too, it's just hard to understand. Now, obviously, Uganda is a
stronghold for Wendy's?
No, I'm just saying Uganda is not like... I'm trying to compare to a special I saw with David Beckham when he was deep in the jungle. I'm not comparing Uganda to that. Uganda has cities and this and that. But David Beckham is in this village down on the Amazon.
All right.
And they go to
where you were.
Right. And it's David Beckham, right? And the head of the village is just like, you play a game for a sport? He just can't fathom.
And you're rich.
Right. And he's right. It just was beyond his thought. Like, no, like, children play games. Like, what is it you do in your village?
Sure.
Like, why does everybody like
No, no. Children play games. What do you do?
Right.
How to get your ego in check.
He's the world's most famous footballer.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Iowa cereal, Dine and Dasher caught at Applebee's, feeling good in the neighborhood. Meanwhile, a supposed dead man is found living the life of luxury in a castle instead of being stiff like wood. Actress Tara Reid and her support dog are booted off a plane when it comes to the world's most disgusting foods. Root beer on the list is somewhat insane. And Canadian police believe the naked shark swimmer also got in a fight at medieval times. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. headlines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go to Toronto, where a man is wanted by police for skinny dipping at the local aquarium. The man was seen by witnesses stripping naked and jumping into the biggest exhibit, quote, the Dangerous Lagoon.
I have been to the Dangerous Lagoon, and I will tell you, man, like, these sharks, they're no joke.
That's right. It is literally filled with sharks. Workers tried to get the man out of the shark-filled exhibit, but the man surprisingly managed to elude staff and escape. He actually swam over to the other side, got out. They were closing in on him.
Jump back in.
He did a backflip back inside.
Here's the where that aquarium is located, right? This is a major part of Toronto. It's right next to the CN Tower. Mm-hmm. It is right next to their baseball field. It is next to their football field. It is surrounded by restaurants. There's stairs everywhere. Like, even if you get out of the aquarium, if you're running out of there wet naked, no, there are 5,000 people within 10 feet. He got through the, if you cross the street from there, you are still downtown. I cannot, for the life of me, figure out how no one, like, there's nowhere to go, man.
Right. So how in the hell did he manage to get out of there?
But then again, as a non-cop, would you deal with it? Naked, wet person running down the street.
No!
Exactly.
And I got a feeling that they say we're investigating. I think they dropped that case about as quickly as they could.
Well, does anyone care?
Right. Yeah. Is he alive? Is there a lawsuit? All right, move on. In other news, in Iowa, a serial dine and dasher has been caught. The man has plagued the area for some time, managing to bail out without paying for his food. But when he gained more publicity, he was a lot easier to find.
Yeah, because he was wearing the same outfit every time he go to a...
Was he really?
Oh, he wore the same exact clothes that were in the picture. So he would go, say he went to Outback Steakhouse. Right. They would take a picture of this guy. And then when they went to look to see if it was him, because they thought, look, he's wearing the same clothes.
Oh, my
God. So he's pretty easily identified.
Local bar recognized him having a few drinks and kept an eye on him when, sure enough, he stepped outside. When asked if he had an unpaid bill, he said he did, but he was just going to go out for a smoke. There was just one dead giveaway.
He
didn't have any cigarettes. Police were called and he was arrested. I understand it's a very easy excuse to make, but man, you've got to have the decoys in there with you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's hard to go. What are you going to smoke?
Somebody
else's?
Right. I'm just going to try to bum one.
Where was that at again?
This was out in Iowa. Eastside Iowa.
Oh. That makes more sense.
Everybody, throw down there.
Yeah, you want to go to the east side of Iowa.
That's right, man. An interesting story out of the Ukraine. A company owned by a dead man known for large-scale corruption, recently bought a 12th-century castle. Wanting to do a little digging, authorities investigated and found their man, who was actually thought to be dead, living lavishly with Salvador Dali artwork and even a vintage Rolls Phantom. He was arrested as being extradited back to the Ukraine. He was in France.
He's the guy, right? When we say you do these big art heists and all this kind of, he's the guy you sell to, right?
Oh.
Right. I mean, think about this, right? If you steal something, a massive art piece from a museum.
Right.
If you stole the Mona Lisa, everyone knows it's the Mona Lisa. That's the guy. They don't even know he's alive. He's got Salvador Dali.
Right. But how does he get all of his money? Then again, it's all on large-scale scandals. But then what are you going to do with those pieces?
Yeah, but with any piece of art, you hang it up in your place, right?
I guess.
I mean, that's it.
He's got a Rolls, but it's not like he can drive it.
Yeah.
But did everybody, if everybody thought he was dead, would they recognize him driving the Rolls?
I think he was known to be dead in the Ukraine. I think he started a new life.
Right. Right. You would know, right?
Yeah. Okay, that's
fair. He's just a regular old Joe walking.
I mean, that sounds just kind of par for the course for a criminal, right?
I guess. Yeah.
The first one to fake
the country.
Death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buy expensive, lavish stuff. Because he didn't have a tiger.
Tara Reid has made her way into the headlines for her conduct on the airlines.
Is there any other reason she'd be in the news?
I don't know. Apparently, she just can't hold herself like
Sharknado's
the rest of
us. Done, I think.
Yeah. Mm. She was recently on a Delta flight and flew into a rage. She was upset that she wasn't in a window seat, was cramped by the seat in front of her because the man reclined, and was not given a pillow for the flight.
You dumbass, that's called air travel.
Yeah, correct. That's called a flight.
That's what everybody else does anytime they go to the airport, unless they're privileged enough to be in first class.
That's called coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how people fly.
I'm assuming she got used to first class when she was on top.
Yep. I guess as she started moving further and further back on the plane as more and more Sharknado movies were made, but her conduct was so bad that the plane actually went back to the terminal to kick her and her dog off and take Bug off after a short delay.
Can you believe that? You are such an ass.
Right.
The plane turns around. You haven't physically assaulted anyone.
Right.
You haven't hit anyone. You haven't threatened violence. You're just such an ass. that the pilot and crew determined that they don't want you on that plane for the remainder of the 4 hours.
We are actually going to delay this flight.
Seriously, we're
going to
turn back around. You're not worth it.
Right.
And you can always tell those people.
Oh, man.
Like, if you're in an airport, like, it's just like, oh, that person's going to be a pain in the butt, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's the one. A man in Hackensack, New Jersey is making headlines for doing what a lot of us wish we could. The man has had pizza every day for the last 40 years.
Did you see a picture of this guy?
Ooh. No.
Okay, so what do you expect when you see a guy that's had, what he said is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day for lunch?
Right.
And a pizza every night for dinner.
You expect him to be doing it for 40 years? He's got to be, like, fit. There's no way.
He is just a regular-looking dude.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest part about it. He's not exceptionally thin. He's not a big dude. He's
40 years.
He's a regular-looking guy. You would never even know that he just eats carbohydrates for a living.
He recently admitted that he would tell dates that that was all that he could eat, and he would only have peanut butter sandwiches as an alternative. Only peanut butter sandwiches. And then other than some colesterol peaks over the years, his health's relatively good. He's totally fine.
I mean,
this guy's got to just I was like,
come on, man. Like, he's older. Like, you got to have a little more of a palate than just pizza and PB&J's. And I love them both.
No, you don't, man.
It works for him.
This is also a pattern. He says with a lot of things that he does, it's very habitual. And he just stays the same thing.
So he's manic.
Pretty much. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. The return of Who Sucks Less. The word is back. Another round of Profile This, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.